Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Another 4 weeks has gone by, which means it's time to reveal the mystery person from last month. But first, let's go through the mail. Andrew Drowell from the United States responds to an older story on the Czech energy firm ČEZ getting bids for the expansion of the Temelín nuclear power plant.
Are the Czech people losing their minds? Are they going crazy, just nuts? The goal to expand nuclear power from the current 30% nuclear reliance to 50% by 2030 is insane. It completely boggles the mind. Didn't you just see what happened in Japan with Fukushima, the tsunami? Do you remember Three Mile Island in the US and Chernobyl in Russia? It takes years for the full poisoning and toxic effects of radioactive exposure to result in death, particularly radioactive particulate sucked into the lungs. It takes 15 to 30 years before people start to show the effects of the exposure and then die horrible deaths.
And Andrew also comments on the former US Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, opening a new branch of the Aspen Institute in Prague.
I just wanted to let you know that Madeleine Albright will pressure and lobby your government to implement neoliberal policies for the benefit of the elite, rich, and top 1%. The policies from Ms. Albright will work to destroy the middle class in the Czech Republic and put more workers in poverty. This is what think tanks in the USA do. They work for the benefit of the plutocracy, not the common working people.
Thank you for your comments as well as reception reports. And now it's time for our competition question. Paul R. Peacock from Australia sent us this answer.
Jan Josef Václav Antonín František Karel, hrabě Radecký z Radče, is the Bohemian nobleman and Austrian general you seek. Born on the 2nd of November 1766, he was in the military for over 70 years until age 90, dying at the age of 91 in 1858. He is buried beneath an obelisk in Heldenberg. He was involved in a number of battles, earning praise for his tactical skills. In 1836, at the age of 70, he became a field marshal. His courage was praised in folk songs, but he also had the Radecký March dedicated to him by Johann Strauss I in 1848. It became a very popular march among soldiers and is just as popular today as it was over 200 years ago.
Ian Morrison writes from China.
The Radetzky March is a very lively piece of music that I can't help tapping my toes to whenever I hear it. In fact, here in China, the Radetzky March is often played as an encore to classical musical concerts, and generally most of the audience can't help but applaud along to its lively tune. It's one of my favorite pieces of music.
Also from China, this answer was sent in by Chan Chuang Meng.
The mystery person must be Josef Radetzky von Radetz, who was in the military for over 70 years and is known for the victories at the battles of Custoza and Novara during the First Italian War of Independence.
Colin Law from New Zealand writes,
Josef spent a year at the Theresa Academy in Vienna before joining the Austrian army as a cadet. At the age of 20, he became an officer and at 21 was promoted to first lieutenant. He served as a galloper in the Turkish War and in the Austrian Netherlands from 1792 to 1795 when he fought on the Rhine. In 1796, he fought against Napoleon in Italy. In 1805, Radetzky was promoted to major general and 1809 saw him promoted to lieutenant field marshal. He became a commander of the Order of Maria Theresa in 1810, and by 1829 he was general of the cavalry. His military career reached a peak in 1836 when he was promoted to field marshal. Radetzky continued to serve in the army, the only life he knew, but at the age of 91 his health had deteriorated and he died on January 5, 1858, after an accident in Milan, and was buried in Heldenberg in Lower Austria on January 19, 1858.
Charles Konecny from the United States writes,
Radetzky was born into Czech nobility and found his calling in being a consummate military man in the Austrian army. His over 70 years of service and being in active command until 90 must be some sort of record. Living to 91 years helps. He fought in many battles, including the Napoleonic Wars. He took several bullets in one campaign, and later in northern Italy when Italian nationals didn't want the Habsburgs around anymore. He not only crushed the rebellion, but he was able to keep the peace after. Things went downhill only after he was relieved of command. So he had a stellar military career, awarded many medals, loved by his troops, and was called a hero. And of course, Johann Strauss awarded him also. It could be that Radetzky would feel that the march was his finest honor. Public TV usually carries the Vienna Philharmonic's New Year concert here. The Radetzky March is always a favorite.
Thank you very much for your answers, and our little prize goes to Xu Ping Chuan from China. Congratulations. The rest of you can give it another try with this brand new question. This month we are looking for the name of the British civil engineer who designed and oversaw the building of a sophisticated sewage system in Prague at the turn of the 19th century, much of which is still in use today. Please send us your answers by October the 16th to english@radio.cz along with your questions or comments. Before I sign off, here's a question asked by a listener from Texas who says he or she enjoys art from the archives postings.
Could you please tell me the artist and song title of the very pretty recording that you feature in the opening moments of your From the Archives episodes?
The tune by the Czech composer Jaroslav Ježek is called Aesop a Brabenec, or Aesop and an Ant, and was featured for the first time in the 1931 Czech film Pudr a Benzín, or Powder and Petrol. Thank you for tuning in, and until the next edition of Mailbox, happy listening.
Kam pak by to došlo, třeba s pouhou ponravou, kdyby měla plakat, že je ptačí potravou. Ty, ač nejsi vrabenec, se taky rád hlasitě chechtej, a na svou bídu si nezareptej. Mám za to, že vrabenec se taky rád hlasitě chechtá, když pupenec kyselinou leptá, papadipada, totiž ten brabenec, brabenečník, že se ho neptá, neptá, pozve ho, ať se chechtá, nechechtá, vapadipadel, vapadampadum, tatatadito, vatadito, 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 hlasitě chechtej, chechtej, a na svou bídu si nezareptej.